Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. Now, there's an event happening at West Orange Motors tomorrow, largely with the staff of West Orange Motors, but a fantastic cause and something quite remarkable happening. Now, if you know the team at West Orange Motors, you'd know Fiona Wilson. Well, Fee has been growing her hair, and she's not going to be growing it anymore after tomorrow. Well, not after till she shaves it off, and she's online with us this morning. Fiona Wilson, good morning, Fee.
Good morning. How are you?
So I'm going, well, you're shaving your hair off tomorrow?
Yes, a whole lot.
Okay, now how long have you been growing it for?
I think probably around about 4 to 5 years.
Oh, so it's quite long. I mean, I see you out and about, and it's, you know, it's not hanging down to your knees or anything like that. So how long is it?
It goes just down to my butt. I usually have it tied up in a bun.
Yeah, right.
I can nearly sit on it.
Okay. That'd hurt. Now, you're shaving it off now. The question is, why?
I'm actually raising money as my husband was diagnosed in 2017 with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Back then, there wasn't a lot of information or support about the disease, and we were kind of flying by our gut feelings. Eventually, the doctors knew something was wrong with him, but they couldn't find the exact cause or location, but something definitely wasn't not right.
Okay, all right. So you've decided to grow your hair, raise some funds, but what's the significance of shaving your head?
Well, it started with a thought between my son Alex, who's 15, and myself, and I knew I could not do anything medically, so I thought, let's cut my hair and donate the money raised to the Prostate Cancer Institute to continue supporting families that have this medical condition and assist with knowledge.
Okay, yeah, well, every bit helps, there's no doubt about that. Now, your hair, it's... what are you going to do with it once you shave it all off? There's obviously a bit there.
There is. So I'm going to, it's rather thick and it's quite long. So I'm going to donate it to the Wigs for Kids. It's the least I can do. And that's when my son and I had a bit more of a discussion and we decided that we were going to raise a bit of money for the kids' ward at the Orange Healthcare Service as well.
Okay.
Just so they could benefit, because when Alex burst his eardrum, he was around about 2 or 3. The guys out there were fantastic with him, and he sort of holds that quite close to his heart.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. And I believe Orange Toyota are behind this as well, and that's part of the team at West Orange Motors. What are they up to?
Well, they're actually going to match whatever donations I raise for the Prostate Cancer Institute. They're going to match it and give it to the Give Me Change for Kids.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a charity that's near and dear to my heart. So that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Orange Toyota. So the charities that are the beneficiaries of this are Prostate Cancer Institute of Australia and Give Me Change for Kids. Now, people, at what time are you doing this tomorrow?
2:30.
Now, are you shaving it or are you clippering it? How short are you going? Because, I mean, not everybody has the nicest skull. I'm sure yours will be quite beautiful.
Mine will be very good under beanies.
Under a beanie, yeah.
They're plaiting my hair to start off with. Rita from Rhonda's Hairdressing has donated her time, so she'll plait it into a little tiny plait.
Yeah.
Then my son Alex will have the first cut. He'll actually cut a plait off, and my husband Jeff will do the another one. And then they'll just get chopped all off, and then I'm going to basically a crew cut number 3, so it's pretty much real short.
All right. Well, I think it's remarkable. It's very brave, particularly at the start of an orange winter as well. It's happening at West Orange Motors. Now, if people listening to this are motivated to help out and help you raise some funds as well, how can they get involved?
There's two ways. I can either do it through Facebook on the GoFundMe page. There's a link on my website, on my Facebook, or on the West Orange Motors website with their Facebook page. Or you can pop in and see me at the service department or the girls at the service department, and they could take your donations as well.
West Orange Motors out the Forbes Road. Fee, good luck for tomorrow. Hope you've got a lovely warm beanie to put on afterwards.
I do. Thank you.